You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And some of the other data points that came out today, the Afrimat Construction Index suggests that construction sector has slowed down, and we're going to look at that and try and unpack what's been happening and what's been driving that. I'm joined on the line by economist Dr. Roelof Botha to take a look at this. Good evening, Dr. Botha. Lovely to speak to you again. Construction sector was starting to look like it was on the right track. We had been seeing quite a bit of sluggish movements over the last couple of years and couple of readings, and then we sort of started to see it pick up with the last two or three prints, and now not necessarily the strongest way to start off the first quarter or the first half of the year. So how do we reflect on where we stand at the moment?
Yes, it was certainly disappointing, and but I just want to advise the listeners, and I think many of them are in industries that can attest to this, is that the first quarter of every year in this country is never great shakes. It comes off the holiday season, fourth quarter, especially with construction, with the more or less effective closure of construction in the middle of December. It means that, and with penalty clauses coming into many building contracts, The guys and girls are really working hard overtime. So, and to follow that in the first quarter is difficult because most South Africans are not in the office, back in the office on the 2nd of January. Some of them are not even back on the 2nd of February. And then we start preparing for the Easter holiday. So the first quarter is not great shakes. But the worrying trend is that after a very quick recovery from COVID, the Afrimat Construction Index has more or less moved sideways. And this is disturbing because South Africa is way down at the bottom of the rankings as far as capital formation, of which construction activity is a major component. If you look at your capital formation GDP ratios globally in the emerging market economies, we are one of the worst in the world. We are just not spending enough. And one of the main reasons for that is because our some of our major state-owned enterprises have not come to the party with new infrastructure or even maintaining or fixing the existing infrastructure. And that happened during the state capture decade. That was sort of a lost decade, in the words of Mr. Trevor Manuel, the previous Minister of Finance. And the damage done to the South African economy as a result of state capture under Mr. Zuma, it is immense. And we are still trying to recover from that.
And in that recovery process, I mean, you and I have spoken about this in the past, to say the role of infrastructure has become so much more important, and you've just alluded to this now as well, is that in the construction space, it's very important that we have infrastructure projects that are approved and that get signed off so that we can start to see construction take place. How does a sector like this continue to hold on at this point? How does it recover? How do we now leverage off of what's now unfolding in terms of the new economic landscape and the new political landscape to ensure that the construction sector recovers?
Well, I believe there's happy days ahead, because what has happened with the election results is that the ANC now has to listen to the second largest political party, the DA, and the DA has provided us with proof in South Africa that you can run a province efficiently, you can run municipalities efficiently, you can fix roads, you can build auxiliary infrastructure, even in the energy space. So the important thing to realize here is that thanks to cadre deployment, there are so many people in senior positions in the public sector in South Africa today that do not necessarily have the skills or the expertise to actually expedite infrastructure projects. If you're not 100% sure what you're doing, you tend to want to postpone things. So my advice to government has been, you know, they should do a forensic audit of the senior managers in the public sector at large, province, municipal, and national government. And if there's fraudulent fraud there, especially with CVs that are not necessarily correct, whether they are parsimonious with the truth, then replace them and work more closely with the private sector. But that is exactly what Mr. Ramaphosa has started to do in the last 24 months, especially through the National Logistics Crisis Committee. And if this can continue, and if they can strengthen that committee, fix our harbors, improve the efficiency with closer participation, we can really start looking at 2-3% growth next year.
What does that 2 or 3% growth look like for the construction sector? I mean, obviously, that a lot of that is underpinned by a balance between quick projects that can be delivered on time, but also some long-term projects for sustainability as well.
Yes. The fact that you do not have many large construction companies listed on the stock exchange anymore doesn't mean anything. There are dozens, literally dozens of medium-sized companies that even some of them on their own, some in consortium with the others, with one or two or three others, can actually deliver on these projects. But then one needs to expedite the whole process from the tender specifications. And it is at that point in the beginning with the tender specifications that you already need a forum where experts in the private sector can assist and guide in terms of the quality and the quantity of all the materials that are necessary to build a dam, to build a road, to fix a road, etc. And then, you know, to, as a matter of urgency, get this through the pipeline and also deal with the private sector contractors that get awarded this in such a manner that you make it clear from the beginning that there will be no monopolization here. We are going to, if one firm's tender specifications and quote is almost the same as the next one, you tell that firm, you guys and girls are next in line, so that you enhance the spirit of partnership within the sector, the construction sector, and between the construction sector and government. We can go places in this country because we can fix everything that was broken during the Zuma era.
Mm. Dr. Botha, before I let you go, when we look at the estimated sort of costs of some of these projects or estimated contributions, do we have an idea of just an idea of where budgets would sit or where expenditure kind of fits in? I know the likes of Eskom have spoken about 200 to 300 billion rand for transmission infrastructure and all of that. But from a construction sector point of view, and when we look at some of the critical projects that you're mentioning, these that we need to get the economy right with, do we have an idea of how we structure those and how we get them off the ground? I imagine the construction companies that operate in South Africa are very willing to come to the party.
All you effectively need is the maximum involvement of experts. And we're talking here about mainly project managers, engineers, obviously quantity surveyors, etc. The skills set that you need. And once you just get them up and running, they start paying for themselves. Because for every job that is created, and we are going to create, and I can comfortably predict this, we are going to create probably in the next 12 months, more than 500,000 jobs in construction. And for every one of them, there is a broadening of the tax base. Money is not the problem. The problem is the speed at which you decide we need to fix this road so that we can get more of our resources into the export markets, etc., and then get cracking and build the road.
It's time to get cracking. It's time to get things back on track. Thanks so much for those insights, Dr. Roelof Botha, economist, joining me to reflect on AfriMat's latest construction index that suggests that there's been a slowdown, but now's a good time to pick things up.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.